gets the goal right off the hop?
He's been huge all year. He's really taken his game to another level. He's a big game player, and in the playoffs here, you know, this is the time where he really shines. So, you know, as a teammate, you're not surprised at all to see him come through in a big way tonight. Obviously, you know, physically and with the big goal, good plays on the power play. So we're going to need that going forward, but he's been huge for us, you know, all playoff long, and this is when he shines.
The first goal, we know how important it's been for you guys throughout the playoffs so far, but getting it so early on, what did that do for you guys to be able to kind of set the tone and dictate?
Yeah, well, of course, it's obviously, you know, nice to get that early goal and sort of try and get some momentum going. At the same time, you look at the clock and there's a lot of game left, and there's a lot of time with a skilled team like that over there to come back and you know, get their fair share of chances. So, yeah, it's important for us. We want to have good starts, especially coming off last series. Obviously, emotional win, you know, in game seven, and it's important to come out and have, you know, kind of turn the page and be ready to get back up to that emotional level right away. I thought we did a pretty good job of that, and we're just going to have to continue to, you know, keep getting better throughout this series. It's a really good team over there, and we know they're going to do that, so it's up to us to do the same.
You guys are known a lot for your firepower. Most discussions about the Jets probably start with that elite scoring talent. What's the lesser known side of this team that we saw tonight?
You know, I think one of the things that's really shone through for us is our depth this year. Obviously, we've had a lot of injuries, and you know, we've had guys come in and take on big minutes and share that responsibility all throughout the season. I think it's something where, you know, anytime you look in the playoffs over the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's always somebody else every night stepping up, making a big play at a big time. And you know, our depth's been huge for us. And like I said, I thought tonight we had a pretty solid effort from our entire group, and that's what it takes to win games this time of year and win games against a team like that. So that was important.
I was thinking more maybe with the defensive clampdown, actually, because they had 16 shots like late in the third. They ended up with 21, but I don't remember Connor Hellebuyck making one 5-alarm save tonight.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just because he makes it look so easy. But, yeah, I think for us, we want to have a commitment to playing at both ends of the ice. I think that's something we've really improved on over the last couple of years. When we look at the video, obviously coaches tonight, but for us tomorrow, there's going to be areas that we have to clean up and get better at. Like I said, playing against a team with that kind of skill and firepower and some of those game breakers they have over there. But yeah, for us, I thought we played a pretty solid game at both ends tonight.
I think they had 21 shots and 20. You guys blocked 20. How important was that in this game?
Yeah, it's super important. Obviously, this time of year, everyone's trying to sacrifice everything, you know, to block shots and get the puck out at big times and get the puck in deep. You know, all the old sayings, take a hit to make a play, all those things. But that block shot mentality, obviously, there's times where, you know, they're going to be getting offensive chances. And you know, it's a huge part of the game for us. So that's the commitment to the game and the commitment to the details that you need to have this time of year, and something we're going to have to keep doing if we want to keep winning going forward.